Page 40, measure number 27-111, Polk County Fire number 1, referred to the people by the district board. 5-year local option levy for emergency service operations. Question, shall district levy taxes of 19 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for 5 years beginning 2014-2015 for emergency service operations? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. The district is in need of additional funding for emergency service operations. Current tax monies do not generate adequate funds for ambulance and fire operations. The current fee for service payments from Medicare, Medicaid, and other insurance has significantly decreased over the past several years. During this time, ambulance service costs have continued to increase, as have requests for emergency services. It's the desire of Polk County Fire District No. 1 Board of Directors to be good stewards of taxpayer money. The previous levy of 77 cents expired 4 years ago. With revenue continuing to decrease, the board decided to ask the taxpayers of the district to determine if maintaining the current level of emergency response is what they want. We believe that fire and ambulance response is an extremely important asset to the community, but we can no longer continue to run the services at a loss. Homeowners with an average assessed value of $100,000 at the proposed amount of 19 cents per thousand would result in a homeowner paying $19 per year in property taxes. The levy would raise approximately $285.35 in 2014-2015, $204,916.77 in 2015-2016, $209,060.74 in 2016-2017, $215,332.57 in 2017-2018, and $221,792.54 in 2018-2019. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only based on the best information available from the county assessors at the time of the estimate. Explanatory statement. On March 6, 2014, the Board of Directors from Polk County Fire District No. 1 decided by unanimous vote to place this funding district on the May 20, 2014 ballot. The district's previous levy expired in 2010. The board, in its desire to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, has evaluated the expenses and revenues of the district. However, with general tax revenues continuing to decrease and with the demand for services and costs increasing, the board of directors made the decision to ask the taxpayers if they will fund this measure. Approval of this measure by a yes vote will allow the district to maintain the current level of fire and emergency response for the next 5 years. Polk County Fire District No. 1 has approximately 60 volunteers whom the district relies on heavily and 14 full-time personnel. The district covers 185 square miles with 4 stations, serving a population of approximately 25,000 people. During 2013, the district answered 1,945 calls for service, of which 1,489 were medical or rescue calls. Polk County Fire District No. 1 is not part of a city or county, but it is a special district, a unit of government equal to a city or county. It is governed by an elected board of directors whose members are residents of the district. As elected representatives of district residents, the board of directors has a responsibility to represent the interests of district residents by making policy decisions that ensure the highest level of fire and life safety services provided in the most cost-effective manner. Further information can be obtained by calling 503-838-1510. Submitted by John Stein, Fire Chief, Polk County Fire District No. 1. No arguments were submitted in support or in opposition to Measure 27-111.